Biden administration officials speaking privately say the U.S. is poised to approve sending advanced M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. At the State Department, spokesman Ned Price refused to confirm the widespread reports, but said the U.S. and its allies haven't held back in providing quantities of sophisticated weaponry.
The amount of security assistance that the United States and allies and partners around the world have provided to Ukraine, it is in a sense staggering. Not only the sheer amount and measured in dollars, but the capabilities that we have provided as well.
According to one official, the Biden administration announcement that it will approve Abrams tanks could come as early as Wednesday, in coordination with an announcement by Germany that it will approve Poland's request to transfer German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Until now, the U.S. has resisted providing the Abrams tanks, citing extensive and complex maintenance and logistical challenges with the high-tech vehicles. But Germany doesn't want to approve putting its advanced tanks in the mix unless the U.S. does too. The German Leopard 2 tanks are better suited to the battlefield, and there are more of them close to the scene of the war. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal was part of a bipartisan delegation that recently went to Ukraine.
The Leopard 2 tanks are important because they are there. They're in Europe, thousands of them, within easy transport, training, fueling, they are essential. And just very bluntly, if it takes sending 3, 5, 10 Abrams tanks there, let's do it.
Poland has been agitating to transfer its German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, but needs Germany's approval. The pending decisions by the U.S. and German governments come just days after a coalition of more than 50 senior military officials from Europe and beyond met in Germany to discuss Ukraine's war needs. Battle tanks were a prime topic. Ukrainian leaders have been urgently requesting tanks, but Germany had resisted mounting pressure to either supply its own tanks or clear the way for other countries such as Poland to send theirs. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who was another member of the Senate delegation to Ukraine, made it clear that a decision on U.S. Abrams tanks is aimed at pressuring Germany.
And I do believe that Germany is feeling the pressure of being on center stage at a time when we're trying to right wrongs.
Ukraine's defense minister wants 300 Leopard tanks. Some European Union leaders support him on that. A research analyst at the International Institute for Strategic Studies said the Leopard tanks could allow Ukraine to go on the offensive in the 11-month-old conflict that has been stalemated for months, following two key Ukrainian counteroffensives that recaptured areas occupied by Russian forces for months in the northeast and south. Democratic Senator Blumenthal said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials believe they can push Russian troops entirely out of Ukraine, gaining back Crimea and other territory Russia captured or has controlled since 2014.
Everything we heard when we were there is the Ukrainians truly believe that they can retake all of the territory that Russia has seized. The Donbas, Crimea, Luhansk, Donetsk. It's Ukraine. As one of the ministers told us during one of our visits, in the end, it will be fine. And if it's not fine, it's not the end.
But that maximalist view is not shared by General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He spoke on Friday at the Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany.
So from a military standpoint, I still maintain that for this year, it would be very, very difficult to militarily eject the Russian forces from every inch of Ukrainian-occupied or Russian-occupied Ukraine. That doesn't mean it can't happen, doesn't mean it won't happen, but it'd be very, very difficult.
Medea Benjamin, co-founder of the peace group Code Pink, said in a recent interview with Lee Camp of Mint Press News that there will be no victory on the battlefield. She cited General Mark Milley, who in November drew flak after he urged Ukraine and Russia to find a negotiated solution to the conflict.
Here we are in the midst of this unwinnable war. And that's something we just got to keep saying, unwinnable war. And so what is the end game if you think that you're just going to keep throwing in more and more weapons? And of course, Zelensky keeps saying, you're not giving us enough. We need this. We need that. Oh, you give us this. Okay, now we want this. And, you know, it's just where is this all going to lead? You wonder why people in the Biden administration are doing and thinking if they are not listening to people like Mark Milley himself.
Medea Benjamin of Code Pink is the author most recently of War in Ukraine, Making Sense of a Senseless Conflict. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.